Hello, Eric. Good morning, everybody. It was the boys' turn in the world of high school bowling yesterday with state qualifying meets around the state. The West Delaware Hawks traveling up to New Hampton. They were edged out of making the state tournament as a team as they finished second to Maquoketa. The Hawks rolled a 29-73 to the Cardinals 31-98. Third was Sumner Fredericksburg, New Hampton fourth, Denver fifth, sixth was Durant, and seventh Owine. Individually for the Hawks, two in the top eight, a 686 for Brady Harkey as he advances on to the state tournament next week in Waterloo. Eighth place was Ethan Sellers with a 643. Also for the Hawks, a 612 for Lewis Schatz, a 569 for John Wickman. Jace Turnus rolled a 543 and a 483 for Hayden Tucker. Also in 1A, Monticello was down in Comanche. The Panthers as a team coming up second to the host Storm. 29-12 for Monticello, 29-72 for Comanche. Individually, Monticello sending one on to state, a 658 for Malcolm Clark, who finished fourth. In Class 2A up in Decorah, the host Vikings winning it with a 32-94. Western Dubuque also qualifying. They finished second with a 29-76. On the individual side, two coverage area bowlers advancing on to state. Third place was Independent senior Tegan Cross with a 667. And first place with a 716 was Western Dubuque freshman David Patera. Girls basketball Class 2A and 1A regional quarterfinals taking place last night. Our featured game of the night came from Delhi as Maquoketa Valley ended Bellevue's season. The Wildcats improved to 14-8, while Bellevue closed out at 7-14. It was a close game early. It featured one lead change, no ties, 17-13 MV after one quarter. They outscored Bellevue 17-10 in the second for a 34-23 lead at halftime, 50-35 at the end of the third quarter, and the Wildcats went on to win 65-47. The largest lead of the game for MV was 21. For Bellevue, it was 3. Bianca Ranabom leading the way for the Wildcats with 25 points, 9 for Leah Riker, Jada Knipper with 8, 7 apiece for Grace Richter and Haley Ranabom, 6 for Alexis Halverson, and 3 for Lainey Beeman. Mack Valley moves on to a regional semifinal on Friday night down in Iowa City, taking on Regina as the Runnin' Regals won tonight at home over Durant 68-29. Also in 2A coverage area play, it was another tight and overtime game between the Highway 136 rivals and River Valley Conference foes as 11th-ranked Cascade held off Beckman Catholic in overtime, scoring just 2 points total, 32-30. The Cougars will host the semifinal on Friday night as they will welcome in Albertette, who upset Northeast last night, 51-48. In Class 1A, in a battle of Tri-Rivers Conference teams, Edco was down a good majority of the game, but came back in the fourth quarter, able to get the win over East Buchanan at home in Edgewood last night, 53-50. The Vikings will stay at home on Friday night as they will welcome in Key High of Lansing. And Northland at home had no issues with Bellevue Marquette Catholic as the Lynx rolled 78-23. They'll be at home for their semifinal on Friday night as well, as the Lynx, now at 21-1, will host 18-5 Dunkerton. Tonight, Class 3A, 4A, and 5A play. Second round for 3A teams, including the West Delaware Hawks at home against center Point Urbana inside Seedorf Gymnasium. We'll have all the coverage live on our KMCH Sports video stream at kmch.com. Bill Logan and yours truly will have the calls. The Hawks and the Storm and Pointers meet for the third time of the season. Both teams won by 8 points, the same exact score on their home court the first two times. Elsewhere in 3A coverage area play, Monticello plays host to PCM in region number 8. In other WAMAC conference games, Williamsburg travels to Van Horn to take on Benton Community. Mount Vernon is home to Davenport Assumption. Solon will host Davis County. And in the world of high school boys wrestling, day one of the 2024 state wrestling tournament inside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines will get underway at 9 a.m. with Class 2A action until 12:30, then at 1:30, Class 3A until 5, and then at 6 o'clock tonight until 9:30, Class 1A takes the stage. We'll have all the coverage all day and all night of our 36 coverage area wrestlers with Jamie Vasky, Roger Reed, and Zach McCool. And that's what it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.